我们今天的诗歌敬拜就到这里。
That's it for today's inspiration.
我们今天要读的经文是
The scripture that we are going to read today is
路加福音十章二十五到三十七节。
Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37.
我们先用中文读。
We'll read it in Chinese first.
再读英文。
Then in English.
路加福音十章二十五节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。也有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的伤口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二钱银子来，交给店主说：你去照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说：是怜悯他的。耶稣说：你去照样行吧。
Luke chapter 10 verses 25 to 37.
An expert in the law, Judah asked Jesus, "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is the reason in the law?" He replied, "How do you reason?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself."You have answered correctly. Jesus replied, "Do this, and you will be good." But if one is concerned for himself, so ask Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" He replied, "Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell in the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away.Leaving him half dead. A great calamity came on his face. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the outside. So too, a Levite. When he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the outside. But the priest said his title, and where the man was. When he saw him, he took pity on him.He went to him and recognized his wound, holding the law and the Bible. Then he put him on his own donkey, took him to the king, and took care of him. The next day he took out two silver coins and gave them to the king. Look out for me, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra that you have taken out.Which of these three do you believe which was the real thing to the family of the land of the Lord? That part is the law of God. The one who had mercy on him, Jesus told him, "Go and do my advice."
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless his own words.
感谢主。洪牧师再一次来到我们中间传讲神的信息。
Thank the Lord that Reverend Hone is able to come among us to deliver the Lord's message again.
他讲到的题目是约中有爱。
His sermon topic is love within the Lord's.
现在请洪牧师带我们祷告。
Now Reverend Hone will lead us to pray.
Let's
bow our head and pray before the Lord.
感谢赞美主，你在新年的时候把我们召聚在你的面前。
Thank you, Lord, to call us here today, in the beginning of the new year.
我们为我们能够来到你的面前献上感谢。
We give thanks for the opportunity to come before you.
不管天冷，不管天热。
No matter what the weather is like.
不管是下雪，不管是出太阳。
No matter it's snowing or sun shining.
不管我们心中有多少的难处，还是心中充满的欢喜。
No matter we're filled with joy or sorrow.
你都是神。
You are God.
你都是我们的神。
You are our God.
你在高天之上眷顾看顾每一个你所爱的人。
From on high, you care for everyone.
你也活在每一个信靠你的人的心中。
You also live within the heart of everyone.
从每个人的心中能够流出你自己话语活水的江河。
Those who believe in you, well, your word will be like a river flowing through our heart.
愿你不但活在基督徒的中间。
May you live among, not only among Christians,
更是借着信主的人在你的教会彰显主你自己的荣美彰显你自己的爱。
But reveal your glory and love through your believers in the church.
我们今天为一些如果在病痛当中在伤痛当中在寻找工作当中在这段时间有一些需要的人带到你自己的面前。
We also bring all those who are in need before you.
我们求你亲自的安慰亲自的坚固也是亲自的把你的爱浇灌在他们的心中。
We ask that you will pour out your love, your comfort, and your care on everyone.
也叫一些基督徒，叫一些信主的人，能够伸出爱的手，能够帮助，能够祷告这些有需要的人。
It also help every Christian to stretch out their hands of love and help those who are in need.
因为我们接受了你的爱，我们就把这个爱就这样传递出去。
So when we receive your love, we also give out your love.
我们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
We receive freely and we give freely.
愿荣耀归给你。
May you be glorified.
愿我们的爱戴也归给你。
May our love be with you.
愿我们口中的言语跟心中的思想。多蒙你自己的悦纳。
May our words and our thoughts be well received by you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，让我能够再一次回到你们中间，已经好几个月不见面了。
Thank the Lord that I may come to be with you again after a few months away.
大家知道我们办了年底的大会要花很多的功夫很多的精神。
You know that we spend a lot of time and energy to hold a conference at the end of the year.
所以我今天开玩笑的说我今天回到你们中间是来还债的。
So, I felt that I'm indebted to you, so I come here to pay my debt.
还欠你们两次。
So I still owe you two sermons.
不过神的话永远是我们要高举主耶稣基督也是永远是我们要高举的
We always uplift all God's word and Jesus Christ
那我们如果你还记得的话我来你们中间的另外三次的信息我们都谈到门徒造就的各个方方面面不同的东西
If you remember the last three times when I came to share the sermon was on the topic of discipleship
那今天我们要进入耶稣所说的一些话，来看到第四个部分，那就是约中之爱或者约中有爱。
So today we shall study the words of Jesus, and the topic is the covenant covenant love.
你们刚刚所读的这段经文很有意思。
There's a lot of meaning, a deep meaning in the scriptures you just read.
而且这段经文里面其实充满了问题。
This section of scriptures are filled with questions.
在这些问题里面，我们会发现，我们这里很多是做老师的哈。
Among all these questions, we should discover that I think many of you are professors and teachers.
那我在你们面前班门弄斧，因为呢，问题有很多不同的种类的。
There are all kinds of questions.
苏格拉底说有七种问题。
Socrates said there are seven kinds of questions.
那是我不懂的。
But I don't know any of them.
可是我只懂得最简单的三种分法。
But there are the simplest three kinds of questions that I could understand.
一种问法就是一种问题是叫做那个关闭式的问题。
One type of question is so-called closed questions.
那就是你问问题的时候，人家答案就是 yes or no 那种问题。
This simple yes or no question.
那第二种是所谓的是开放式的问题。
The second one is so-called the open-ended question.
如何啦，怎么样啦，这一类的问题。
Once asked, you can have no control what the answer may be.
然后第三种问题是叫做刺激你思想或者激发你思想的那种问题。
The third type of question is thought-provoking questions.
那今天耶稣跟这个叫做律法师，也是法利赛人的对话，就充满了这种第三种的，激发我们去思想，激发我们从心里头去回应的那种问题。
So the questions asked during their conversation between Jesus and the expert of law are the were the thought-provoking type.
所以我们从第十章第二十五节开始读的时候呢。那么那边说有一个律法师起来要试探耶稣。
So in verses 25 to and on, it says one expert of the Jewish law stood up and tested Jesus.
那你从经文说起来就是站起来嘛？站起来就原来他们是坐下的，跟你们一样啊。
Phrase stood up probably meant that the expert of law was sitting down and listening to Jesus' discourse.
他们坐下来干什么呢？因为耶稣，如果你去看前面路加福音第十章，我盼望你们有圣经的话，你把圣经打开哈。路加福音的第十章是耶稣差派七十个人，两个人两个人出去短宣。
Here, if you could turn, open your Bible to Luke chapter 10, you will find out that Jesus sent 70 disciples two by two for a short-term missionary work.
在他们在撒玛利亚那个村庄短宣的有很好的结果。
And they had a wonderful result.
他们回来跟耶稣在一起了。
And they returned to be with Jesus.
那耶稣就跟这些门徒有些所谓的检讨会哈，跟我们大会王也开了一个检讨会一样的。
So afterwards, during the debriefing,
在这个检讨会里面呢，他们来向耶稣报告，你知道吗？你知道吗？连那个鬼都会因着你的名服了我们。
So these 70 disciples joyfully tell their experience, saying, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name."
那耶稣跟他们说了一段话以后，告诉他们一句很重要的话，他说：“可是你们要把记得你们的名字记在天上，要为这件事情而欢喜。”
To that, Jesus replied.That you should actually rejoice that your names are written in heaven instead.
然后耶稣，如果你去看第十章的第二十七、二十八节的时候，耶稣继续被圣灵充满，就说了一些话。他说：“父啊，天地的主，我要感谢你，因为这些事情他要向聪明通达的人要隐藏，却是向婴孩就要显明。”
And full of joy through the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth."Because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but revealed them to little children.
很有意思，耶稣说向聪明通达的人要隐藏，却是向婴孩要显明。
It's interesting that Jesus said these things are hidden from the wise and the learned, but revealed to the little children.
弟兄姐妹，我们在年初的时候， 让我们有这样子的一个心智，我们经常要像婴孩一样回转，像小孩子一样用单纯的信心来爱心跟主一起同工来读他的话语。
In the beginning of the year, I hope that we all have this resolution that we'll be like innocent children to work with God in humility.
因为这原是神他的美意。
Because Jesus said, "For this was your meaning God good pleasure."
所以今天二十五节到三十七节呢，我简单把它分成两大段，用两个问题。来分段，你就看下面的一个我自己弄哈。
So today, I will divide this scripture we just read into two sections, based on two sets of questions.
这个故事里面有很精彩的对话。
This story include intriguing conversation.
这个叫做律法师的问耶稣两个很重要的问题。就在屏幕上你可以看得到一个是二十五节一个是二十九节的两个问题。
This so-called expert of law asked Jesus two important questions, recorded in verse 25 and 29.
耶稣的回答不是直接回答，耶稣用反问，用刺激激发他思想的问题来回答他。
Jesus did not answer him directly, but used rhetorical questions, thought-provoking questions, use a question to answer a question.
最后带出来一个结论。
In the end, bring out a conclusion.
那个结论不只是给这个律法师，也是给在场的门徒，也是给你，也是给我。
This conclusion is not just only given to the expert of law, but also the disciples who are in attendance, and also you and me today.
因为这段经文大家都很熟悉，所以我就不再多读。我们就直接进去看第十章第二十五节，那时候这个律法师问耶稣的一个问题哈。如果你看我这个屏幕上 ，L 就表示是这个律法师哈 ，J 就是耶稣的这个字母。
So in this diagram, L means expert law, and J means Jesus' reply or his question.
所以这个律法师问你一个很重要的问题：夫子啊，我该做什么才可以承受永生
？So the expert of law asked a very important question. He said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
对律法师稍微有点了解，律法师在当时就是所谓的法利赛人，律法师就是今天所谓的律师吧？他们是对摩西的律法很熟悉的所谓的文士。
These experts in law were part of the Pharisees and the modern day lawyers, very familiar with Mosaic law.
所以从他这个问题里面，你可以看到大概有四个隐藏的东西。
So from his questions, we could see four hidden items.
他认为要承受永生是很重要的事情。我想你们今天来教会也是知道这是一件很重要的事情。
First of all, he valued eternal life.
第二个，他既然会这样子问，表示说他还没有得到永生，是不是
？Number two, since he asked this question, which probably meant that he did not have eternal life.
然后第三个，我该做什么？表示说，嘿，这个东西好像跟买东西一样，可不可以买？可不可以赚呢
？Number three, he probably regarded eternal life as something that could be earned.
然后他也很诚实的说。我该做什么才可以承受永生？就是说，我要做啥，我要干啥才能够得到这个东西
？Lastly, he probably did not know what he must do to earn it.
中文用“永生”这两个字，就是永恒的生命的简称。
Eternal life is life everlasting.
然后我们在圣经里面，你可以看到常常。用生命这两个字，那就是代表永生，永远的生命。其实生命的本身是神所赐，它的本质就是永恒的。
Therefore, frequently in the scriptures, life means eternal life. That's a gift of God.
那也就是刚刚我们带领诗歌的弟兄姐妹所唱的《进入我心》的那首诗歌很重要的一个部分。
As the song we sang earlier, "Into My Heart," it brought out its essence.
那就是基督徒我们所谓的得救。
That is to be saved.
他也是刚刚所提到的，把你的名字要记在天上，是耶稣基督把它写在天上给你的。
Or have your name written, in heaven?
或者你进门口的时候，我今天进见门口，我看到你们那边有一幅那个字，你们仔细去看，神爱世人的一幅字。
As the pictures hung in your walls at the foyer, you can read carefully. God loved the world.
下面写的是《约翰福音》三章十六节。
Scripture from John 3:16.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So you shall not perish, but have eternal life.
那就是所谓的承受永生。
That is to receive eternal life.
最近在这个足球哈，美国的这个足球场上有一个人很有名，他把这个约翰福音三章十六节写在他这个这个叫什么眼睛的眉的下面。你们知道我在讲谁哈
？Recently in National Football League NFL, there's a famous guy who wrote 3:16 on his the eye shadow.
Yeah, something like that. 你们知道这个人吗？知道的举手。
You know him?
你们看足球可能比我看的多，有几个人举手哈。我就给你看看这个人，这个是，就这个。你们知道这个东西吗？他在公开的场合表明他的信仰。
Tim Tebow is his express his faith publicly.
那我不是在高举这一个24岁的年轻的小弟兄。
I'm not advocating this 24-year-old young man.
我是在说，当这一位律法师来到耶稣的面前，问同样的问题，我要怎么样才能够承受永生
？But when this expert of law came to Jesus to ask what he must do to inherit eternal life，
然后耶稣给他的答案是一个问题。
So Jesus replied with another question。
他说：“哎，你既然是律法师，你读过那些法律的东西。”请问律法上怎么写的？你是怎么读的？差不多是这样的问。
So, Jesus meant, since you're the expert of law, what does the law say?
然后这位律法师就正面的回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”
So the expert of law replied, "You shall love your God, with all your heart, your might, your soul, your mind, and then love your neighbor."
他到底是一个律法师，他到底是熟悉摩西的律法，因为这些话是从摩西的律法从旧约里面出来的。
Indeed, he was an expert of law. All he said was taken from the Mosaic law.
在这句他回答的话里面，看到两个关系，一个是直的，我们跟上帝的关系；另外是横的，跟人的关系。
So through what he said, we saw two relationships. First is a vertical relationship with God, and then a horizontal relationship with man.
我们知道，刚刚领诗的弟兄姐妹也提醒我们，我们能够爱，因为是神先爱我们呐。
As the song we sang earlier said, we able to love because God loved us first.
那这一句“爱主你的神”其实是在《生命记》第六章第四节、第五节那边所说的。
Love your God is that paragraph is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 or 5.
如果你有一点犹太人背景或者你了解他们的习惯的话，那个《生命记》第六章这一段话啊，第四节到第五节，以色列啊，你们要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。这句话几乎每一个犹太人每一天都要读的一个宣告。
If you understand the Jewish culture, and this phrase recorded in Deuteronomy 6:4-5, "Hear, O Israel, love your God, the Lord is one and love the Lord your God with all your heart and so on is something that they must recite almost on a daily basis.
犹太的妈妈天天带着她的孩子诵读这句经文，早上起来就读这个经文。
And every morning, the Jewish mother will recite this phrase with her children daily.
然后再讲一些犹太神跟犹太人之间的故事。
And then she will go on to tell her children some stories about God and Israel.
因为你们要听这个字在希伯来文是用许骂这个字，所以这段经文就是他们经常聚会一刚开始的时候也是读这样子的话，许骂以色列人，你们知道耶和华是我们的独一的神，尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你们的神。
The word they use for listening is Shema. It's a word that they begin with all their important dailyteaching.
所以律法师会这样子回答，其实是很自然的。
So it's natural for the expert of law to give this answer.
也是在现场，在当时所有的人几乎都是犹太人，也都是很习惯听到这句话的。
So all the people in attendance are accustomed to what the expert of law said.
所以我们今天被这样子的话再提醒一次，基督徒们，我们在神的面前，他先爱我们。所以我们也很自然的要爱我们的神。
So today we're all reminded that because God loved us first, and therefore we are able to love.
这段话是在颁十诫以后，神借着摩西告诉以色列人的。
This important phase was given to Israelites after the Ten Commandments was given.
然后后面的第七章的第七节的第九节还有一点小的解释。
And there's a further exposition of this phrase recorded in later in chapter 7 verses 7 to 9.
我就很快的把读过去，你们自己看屏幕。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，不是因为你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要收他向你们列祖所起的事，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。所以你要知道，耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人守约施慈爱，直到千代。
So the application of this commitment.Is explained in Deuteronomy 7:7-9 says, The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his command.
耶和华专爱你们。
God Jehovah loves you.
不是因为你们人多。
Not because you are numerous.
因为神主动的爱，神主动的救赎，神主动的信实，守他的信实的约，施慈爱给所有的犹太人跟今天信主的人。
But the faithful God took initiative to redeem you, to love you, to save you, and will show his covenant love for generations to those who love him and keep his word.
神对还没有信主的人说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。你看，神主动爱每一个人。
God showed his love to those non-believers by saying that God loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that They shall not, whoever shall believe shall not perish but have eternal life.
盼望这样子的约，这样子的爱，今天就临到我们中间。如果你还没有信耶稣
I hope that this covenant love will come among us today, especially if you have not believed in Christ.
我们继续看下去。
Let's go on.
然后这个律法师说这句爱耶和华你的神的后面还有一句话说要爱邻舍如同爱你自己，有没有？
The expert of law also said, besides loving God, you must love your neighbor as yourself.
那爱人如己这句话出自利未记的第十九章，我把它当的看出来哈。利未记第十九章的第十八节。
Love your neighbor is taken from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18.
今天跟大家温习这两段很重要的旧约的经文，帮助我们重新的知道这个所谓的大诫命从哪里来。
So we shall study these Old Testament scriptures to understand where does this great commandment come from.
而且对我们今天有绝对相关的应用。
And also study the important applications in today's life.
我不去从十三节读到第十八节，我一面说，你们一面自己看。
I shall not read from verses. Leviticus 19 verses 13 to 18, you should read for yourself.
可是在这段经文里面，你看我用一个我把不可的部分，那用横线画出来了。
I've outlined the things that you should not do.
然后把要的部分用绿的字也弄出来了。
But colored the word you should do with the green color.
然后最后的结论是要爱人如己。
And the conclusion of this section is to love your neighbors as yourself.
我请大家看第十七节那边所说的。
Pay attention to verse 17.
他说：“不要心里恨你的弟兄，总要指责你的邻舍，免得因他犯担罪。”
It says, "Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly."So you will not share in his guilt.
哎，很有意思哦。他说：“你不要心里头恨你的弟兄姐妹，总要指责你的邻舍。然后为什么你要指责邻舍？因为免得他在罪恶当中啊。”
It says, "Do not hate your brother in your heart, but you must rebuke your neighbor frankly, so you will not leave him in guilt."
所以你现在可以看看你的左右邻舍。
So take a look at your neighbor sitting next to you.
就说好，这下有圣经的根据。洪牧师说，我可以责备我的邻舍。
对，嗯 ，here's my chance because the biblical basis I can rebuke you.
可是，你知道圣经的话很扎心的。你是因为不要担他的罪，不要把他陷在罪的当中，是因为罪的关系，我们要责备，然后要提醒，要把人家从罪恶里面拔出来。
But pay attention. The reason you rebuke your neighbor is that you shall not leave him in that guilt or in that sin to save him to rescue him.
十八节说：“你不可报仇，也不可埋怨。”
Verse 18 says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against."
所以，当你责备的时候，不是因为报仇，也根本不是因为埋怨。神的话很清楚的。
So rebuke not because you want to take revenge or you hold a grudge against someone.
要指责你的邻舍，是因为你爱他，却要爱人如己啊！明白哈
？The reason you rebuke is to love your neighbor and love your neighbor as you love yourself.
在责备当中，我们在爱中彼此的建立。
So do it in love to build him up.
这是爱人如己很重要的一个部分。
This is one of the essential principle of loving your neighbor as yourself.
好了，所以律法师回答了这样子一个问题。
So the expert of law gave his answer.
然后耶稣怎么告诉这位律法师呢？
So what did Jesus reply?
你答得好，你这么去做，你就必得永生。
Jesus said, "Good answer. Do this, and you will live."
各位弟兄姐妹，如果这段经文到此为止，如果记载说律法师一听了以后就说好耶，我马上去做，耶稣拜拜，那我想我们的聚会讲到就可以到此结束。
Well, you know that had the expert of law stopped here and said, "Great answer, let's do it," that would have been a perfect ending to the story, and we can all go have lunch.
可是先别的走，别急的走啊。可是这个律法师下面的经文怎么说？那人呢、啊，要证明或者是写明自己有理。
However, the scripture did not stop here. But you see, superfluously, this expert of law wants to ask another question in order to justify himself.
好了，我现在要来应用在我们今天的环境当中。律法师在当时代差不多就是耶稣刚刚我们所说的那些所谓的聪明通达的人哦。
The expert of law is those that Jesus referred to as the wise and the learned.
是那些读过书的，或者是那些知识分子，可能跟你跟我都很像。
Or today's intellectuals like you and me.
所以这些人啊，很喜欢问问题。
So these type of people like to raise questions.
而且问了以后还要再问。
And raise more questions after questions.
为了显明自己有理。
In order to show they're smart people, they have intellectual capabilities.
结果因为自己要显明自己有理啊，他就叫做画蛇添足啊，就是露出了马脚。
So in doing so, superfluously, they revealed their weaknesses.
我们大家礼拜五你们都有一些查经的聚会嘛，是不是哈
？We frequently have Bible study on Fridays, right?
我们要面对同样的一个课题。
We may face the same issue.
很多时候我们会有很多所谓学术性的探讨。
Frequently, we have academic endeavors.
可是却迷失了我们活着是为什么？迷失了我们的生活的应用。
Especially in study Bibles, we are too academically oriented. We lost the touch with reality or lack practical application.
所以今天的信息的主题虽然是叫爱中有约，却是门徒造就一个不能缺少的一个部分。
So today's the topic, love within the law, is something that is a must for discipleship training.
像耶稣所责备的法利赛人一样。
Like the Pharisees that Jesus rebuked.
说老实话，律法主义我们都有的。
We have to admit there is a bit of legalism in every one of us.
我们要从这样子的捆锁当中要跳出来。
We must break through this bondage.
所以当这个律法师听到耶稣说你这样行就必得永生以后，他说对不起，我还有一个问题要问你。
So at this expert of law, when he heard Jesus say, "Do this and you will live," then he said, "Hold on a second, I have another question."
他问的问题是谁是我的邻舍呢？
The question is, who's my neighbor?
他这个问题的本身很有意思。
There is an intriguing question.
我先用这句话来概括，那我们要看那个撒玛利亚人的故事。
This question led us to the story of the Good Samaritan.
这个律法师不是没有爱心，跟今天的基督徒一样，不是没有爱心的。
This expert of law is not without love, just like today's Christians, not without love.
可是我们可以问自己，他这个律法师有没有爱的对象？
But we must ask, does this expert of law have a target so he could share his love with?
所以今天的信息里面有很多的问题，让我们去反思，让我们去省察的。
So this question will make us introspect and to provoke some thinking of what our situation is.
所以耶稣在这位自以为聪明通达的律法师面前，耶稣用一个比喻的故事来给他，还有跟当时的门徒，也给你跟我一个机会的教育。
So Jesus, took this opportunity to teach this self-confident expert of law a lesson.
让我们有一点时间去省察。
So let's also spend some time to examine ourselves.
好，这个故事很熟悉了，我就不仔细的去读，可是我要用很简单的几句话把它带过去。
We're all very familiar with this story of the Good Samaritan. I shall just mention on the main points.
好像一出戏一样，这个场景是在，他说有一个人，他要从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
So, like a play or drama, it was a setting. The setting was on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho.
如果你们去过那个地方，或者你读过地理的话，耶路撒冷是差不多在2500米的海拔，然后那耶利哥呢是在海平面底下的。
So, if you're familiar with the geography, Jerusalem is about 2,500 feet.Above sea level, while Jericho is 800 feet below sea level.
如果你用公尺的话，耶路撒冷大概800米的高度，然后这个那个耶利哥差不多是200米海平面底下，所以真的是下去的。
So it is a road down to Jericho.
这条路上充满的岩石，很多旷野，就是无人烟之地，所以常常有很多的盗贼，在那里隐藏在那里。出没，专门攻击一些手无寸铁的旅客。
On this 70-mile journey is a rugged road, frequently traveled with robbers taking advantage of the defenseless travelers.
所以就是有这么一个人过去了，然后被抢了，被打了个半死。
So the character include a traveler was robbed and beaten half to death.
所以在这里面有几个人物，我们刚刚看到。当然有一个强盗这里没有多说，那已经在那边了。有一个受害者啊，也有一个祭司，也有一个利未人，也有一个撒玛利亚人，还有那个店主，还有当然耶稣律法师跟门徒也都在场。
So the characters involved in Robert, the victim, the priest, the Levites, the good Samaritan and innkeeper, of course, include Jesus, his disciples, and this expert of law.
那很快的再温习一下什么叫做祭司，如果你不知道的话。
So the priest, well, let's review what they are.
祭司就是利未族的人，他们的主要的责任是把百姓带到神的面前，一同敬拜神，同时他们也是为百姓代求的人，同时他们也是要教导神的律法跟分享神的话的人。
So the priests are from the tribe of Levi.Who are to lead people in worship, to intercede for people, to teach and educate people of the law.
那利未人是什么意思？利未人就是这些祭司以外的利未族的人，他们专门在圣殿里面做一些事务性的工作的，这么简单。
So the Levites are the rest of the tribe of Levi, who are not priests but serve within the temple.
撒玛利亚人
，The Samaritan，
在当时是被犹太人所歧视的，因为他们的信仰不纯正，因为他们连血统或者种族都是混血的，也不纯正的。
Samaritan, due to their racial and religious impurities, were despised by the Jews.
甚至犹太人当时绝对不跟撒玛利亚人。讲话，甚至于有敌视，甚至于蔑视他们，更不会把他们当作是自己的邻居。换句话说，有撒玛利亚人，他们就走了。
So the Samaritans treated by the Jews, with hostility, as social outcasts, and let alone being accepted as their neighbors.
所以这个故事里面告诉我们说，哎呀，有这个人， 被打了个半死，躺在路旁边。
So the story says this man was beaten half to death, laying on the side of a rope by the wayside.
其实说难听一点，那个人大概只是等死。
So the man was probably on his last breath.
然后有一个祭司从另外一边走过去，利未人后来也来了，他也从另外的那边走过去。
When the priest and later on the Levite, Levites came and they saw him and paid no attention and passed him on the other side.
可是却是有这么一个撒玛利亚人，从路走过去的时候，动了慈心，他就去救了这一个受伤的人。
But the Samaritan, when he saw this poor man laying on the roadside, took pity on him and helped him.
我在准备信息的时候，我想到去年十月，在中国的广州发生一个两岁的孩子的事情，你们有人知道吗？
They remind me of an event that took place in Guangzhou last February, October.
有一个两岁的女孩子。 被车子撞了，然后倒在马路上，然后因为有那种叫做 surveillance camera 哈，我们怎么翻译？就是那种这个安全的那种摄像头照下来，他们去看，然后有18个人过来过去，从这个两岁的孩子身边走过去，后来又有一个车子，哎，对不起，我讲这话实在心中也很难过，请你们原谅。 然后又有一个车子走过来，又压到这个女孩子的腿，然后有一个清洁工走过去的时候，看到这个两岁受伤的孩子，把他抱起来，把他送到医院里面去。A
two-year-old girl was hit by a car and left on the road. 18 people walked by and did nothing. And later on, a second car came and ran over her legs. Finally, a street cleaner took her and brought her to the hospital.
长话短说，这个女孩子在医院里面一个多星期救不回来，死了。But
a week later, she died.
网络上、报纸上，大家都在谈论中国人的灵魂。 到哪里去了？
On the web or blog, and they talk about many the messages were left and discussing where is there a soul left in China?
可是那位清洁工却是大家公认的，是一位英雄，是因为我们可以学习的一个榜样。
But the street corner was exemplified as a hero who we should model after.
身为一个中国人，我觉得是一个极大的讽刺，确实也是极大的提醒，跟让我们可以省察的机会。The
irony of being a Chinese that we should be reminded and something that we must examine ourselves.
就像耶稣2000年之前所讲的这个故事一样，那个撒玛利亚人。 走过去的时候，他就动了慈心，他心动，他也有行动，他就直接做他所应该做的事情。他也在路上走，可是他有他的目的，在那时候他停下来，为了救这个受伤受害的人。The
Samaritan who was also passing by had probably a busy schedule, but he took pity on this wounded man, and because of his love, and he also practiced his love, and put it into action to take care and help this wounded person.
我们不去追究那些祭司、那个利未人，他们是因为怕脏，还是因为怕麻烦，还是因为太忙，还是我有更重要的事情要做？
But let's not dwell upon the reasons why the priests and the Levites ignored this. Poor man, maybe because they're afraid of being contaminated by his blood, or they have busy schedules. There are other more important things to do. and so on and so forth.
耶稣让我们从这个故事里面看到这个撒玛利亚人所做的爱心的行动，这个行动表现在一个陌生人的身上。
But Jesus uses example, parable to show us that the Samaritan poured out his love and gave his, sacrifice himself for a stranger.
我相信在今天的教会里面有很多这一种撒玛利亚人。
I'm sure in today's church, there are many such Samaritans around.
如果你领受到这样子撒玛利亚人的爱的行动的话，你在主内为他祷告，也在口头上要至少要谢谢他。
If you are one of the beneficiary of this Samaritan good act, you must, give you thanks to him and also pray for him.
也让你自己成为一个好撒玛利亚人，能够成为神约中之爱的一个出口。
So and also to be become one of the Samaritans and become a channel of this covenant love.
我们知道要扶助弱小的人是很不容易的，是要花时间，也要花心力的。
It's not easy to help, those who are helpless. It takes time and effort.
而且像这个撒玛利亚人的故事一样的，那个帮助，他不但给钱，而且他说等到他好了之后，我回来还要还你任何的旅店的那个费用，意思就是说好了起来要等这个人完全起来能够行走的时候，我把钱都还干净。他的帮助是真的是一直到底的。
His help did not stop, at paying the, the initial expense for the inn, stay, but all, he promised that he will take care of all the expenses until the man can stand up on his own feet.
这样子的榜样，这样子的激励，让我们从教会的角度，从基督徒的角度，我们是正是更应当如此，是不是？
Such example should be the normal, practice of a church, shouldn't it?
爱心关怀的工作，爱邻舍的工作，不是给牧师、传道人、教会的同工的。
Caring for the needy is not a task for pastors and co-workers of the church.
是给全会众的。
It belongs to the entire church.
我找了四处的经文。
I found at least four, passages in the scripture.
来鼓励我们大家，在今年当中，我们真的是要付出我们爱心的行动。
To encourage us this year, put your love into action.
那是做门基督的门徒做起码应该要做的。
That's the very minimum or essential for a disciple of Christ.
我很快把它带过去。雅各书告诉我们说，你们要行道，不要单单听道，以免自己欺哄自己。
James 1 says, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
保罗从罗马书也提醒我们，凡事都不要亏欠人，可是有一件事情我们要常以为亏欠，就是彼此相爱。
Paul in Romans 13 says, Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another.
约翰在年老的时候写约翰一书，他说：“凡世上有财物的，你看见弟兄有穷乏，却塞住怜悯之心的话，下面等等，你们就自己看了。”
First John, if anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
然后在旧约的箴言书也有这句话。你的手如果有行善的力量，有行善力，你不要推辞，就当向那应得的，嘿嘿，应得的人要施行。
An Old Testament proverb says, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act."
你不要说我现在有现成的，对你的邻舍说，哦，我明天再给你吧。
Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back later, I will give it tomorrow when you."
现在就给。
When you now have it with you. Give it now.
就像撒玛利亚人看到那个有需要的人躺在路边半死的人，他就马上去救他了。
Just like the Good Samaritan, the action was immediate.
就像中国那个清洁工看到两岁的那个女孩躺在那边的话，他就去救她了。
Just like the spontaneous act of love of the street cleaner for the two-year-old girl.
太多这样子的榜样在我们的四周围。
There are so many examples like this among us, surrounding us.
教会做很多这一类的事情。
The church have done many of such deeds.
我们不是在表扬个人，却是要把这样子的事情真的要说出来，让我们一同得到这样子的一个激励。
We're not praising any.Individuals, but this is what we must do.
所以当耶稣反问，当耶稣反问这个律法师的时候，他这样子问的。好，讲完这个故事了以后，他说：“你想这三个人当中，当然三个人是祭司啊、利未人，还有谁呀、
撒玛利亚人，
还有撒玛利亚人，啊，哪一个是落在？”强盗手中的邻舍呢？耶稣又反问他这句话。
So at the end, Jesus said rhetorically, among those three, the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan, who is this victim's neighbor?
然后这个律法师又答对了，他说是那怜悯他的。然后耶稣告诉他说，你照样去行吧。
The expert of law says, is the neighbor is the one who.Have mercy on this man. Jesus said, "That's correct. Do likewise."
你没想到这个律法师问的一个学术性的问题，那谁是我的邻舍呢？可是耶稣等于回答他弄另外一个问题，那你是谁的邻舍呢？
Maybe the expert of law asked an academic question: Who is your neighbor, my neighbor? But Jesus replied, "Who?" With another question, saying, "Who do you think you're the? Who do you think you're the neighbor of?" Jesus asked, "Who?" Who is this man's neighbor? Meaning you.
中文比英文容易哈。耶稣不，人家问说谁是我的邻舍？耶稣告诉他说：“那你是谁的邻舍？你是谁的邻舍？”
The original question is who's my neighbor, but Jesus wants us to know whose neighbor I am.
Yes.Yes, yes. 你到底是谁的邻舍，弟兄姐妹
？Whose neighbor are you?
你愿意伸出你的手来帮助谁呢
？Who are you willing to stretch out your hand to help?
那怜悯他的就是邻舍，你是不是那个怜悯的人呢
？The neighbor is the one who showed mercy.Are you that one?
我用一个自己个人的这个礼拜的小故事做一个结束，也是给我自己真的是一个醒察。
I tell you a small story that occurred to me this week as a conclusion.
你们教会有个规矩，礼拜三讲道的人要告诉你们什么讲到了经文啊，什么这是应该，这是我应该要做的。
Your church had a unwritten rule that the one who gives a sermon should let the church know about the topic in the scripture on Wednesday evening.
我迟到了一天。
I was late by one day.
可是我现在告诉你为什么。
I'll tell you why.
我就在准备信息的过程当中，我接到一个电话。
I received a phone call as I was preparing for today's sermon.
因为我礼拜三是准备不太听电话的，然后因为我要专心准备信息。
Ordinarily Wednesday I would not answer phone calls because I want to concentrate on sermon preparation.
可是不经意的我就很习惯的电话来的我就会听去听。
But for whatever reason, when the phone rang, I would reach out to the phone.
是一位姐妹从远地打电话，长途电话给我的。
Was a sister who called me long distance.
她是跟我们一起出去短宣的。
A co-worker on our short-term missionary team.
那她说，洪牧师，你有没有时间？我跟你讲一个事情。
The pastor, do you have time? I'd like to share an issue with you.
我在想说，糟糕，这下次可能要很长的时间
了。I knew immediately it will take more than a moment.
我有点像祭司，或者是那个立位人。
I had across my mind just like the priest or the Levite.
那电话拿起来，我不能说不理他。我听他的口气，我说你就说吧。
So, but I could not really say no to the sister.
我们谈了一个小时。
So the conversation lasted a whole hour long.
这位姐妹因为参加短宣，然后她有一些属灵的攻击。
Because of her participation in the short-term mission team, she had a spiritual attack.
在这个过程当中，已经经过好几个月，她都没有打电话给我，然后她很辛苦的去征战。她说：“牧师，请你为我祷告。”我说：“你怎么不早点告诉我？”
Because of this attack and it troubled her for over several months' time, she did not mention it to me until that night.
所以我们在电话里面也祷告。
So we prayed together over the phone.
然后说真的，到今天到现在为止，我没有把这个姐妹忘掉，她一直在我的心中，经常在为她祷告。
Until today, I still continue to pray for her.
那些攻击很厉害的。
Those were fierce attacks.
我也不是要吓大家，是真有这种事情的。
And they really happened.
然后我在这个过程当中，我礼拜四回过头来写信告诉你们教会的同工说，这是我这个礼拜的信息，这礼拜的经文啊，我心中还是在想到这一位姐妹。
So when I emailed you for the sermon title and scriptures, I still had the sister in mind.
她的事情让我分心，我可以这么说。
Her telephone distracted me, yes.
可是我感谢神，就是给我在今天能够很诚恳的告诉大家。我也有学习的地方。
But it adds substance to what I said today.
我也要学习做一个好撒玛利亚人。
I also need to learn to be a good Samaritan.
或者学习那个清洁工。
Or like that street cleaner.
在人最有需要的时候，伸出你的手。
At the moment of great need from others, stretch out your hand.
不要塞住你的怜悯的心。
Do not withhold your love.
你能够有力量帮助的，不管是一块钱、一毛钱，你有力量帮助，不要推辞。
Do not withhold your show of mercy, even if just a small act of kindness.
圣经的话对你讲。也对我讲。
Scripture is speaking to you and me.
你，我们做一个，对不起，时间过得很快啊。所以最后的结论，最后的应用，这个约中是有爱，神立约，神爱你，你知道吗？你领会吗
？This covenant love from God, do you feel it? Do you understand it?
神要我们照着去行，他这样子爱我，我们也要去爱人的。
God wants us to do likewise. He loved us, so we shall love others.
你领会这个立约的神要爱你到底吗
？Do you know that this covenant God will love you till the end?
你有那样子的把握吗
？Do you have such assurance?
你还没有信主的，你说今天感谢主，我听到这样子的信息，我愿意靠着耶稣基督认罪悔改，信靠耶稣吗
？And those who are non-believers yet, do you understand that such love from God and you want to repent and receive such love.
好好的做一个跟随耶稣的门徒，知道我们会常常问谁是我的邻居，可是耶稣要问的是我却是谁的邻舍呢？
Well, follow Jesus as a good disciple and not just ask the question who's my neighbor, but who am I to show my mercy?
我们的四周围有很多像躺在路上半死的那种受伤或者受害者。
There are many, many wounded souls around us.
我所经历的那位姐妹就是在这个过程当中。
Just like the sister who called me.
有些人是肉体的，有些人是心灵的。
Some wounded physically, others emotionally and spiritually.
有些人连哭都哭不出来，眼泪往里面吞的。
Others have no more tears or could not weep anymore.
你愿意像撒玛利亚人一样去包裹他的伤口，扶他骑上自己的心口，坐你自己的车子，然后让他有地方休息，而且让他只等到他站起来吗？
Are you willing to act like the Samaritan to bandage their wound, to help them into your own vehicle and lead them to a place of rest until they can stand up on their feet?
这是这位立约的神今天对你对我所说的话。
This is the challenge that the covenant God has for you and me.
不要学那个律法师，你还要再问问题了。
Do not behave like the expert of law with endless.
不然连中饭你都没得吃了。
Otherwise, you won't even have time for lunch.
我们就照着去行吧。
Let's do likewise.
好吗？
Is that all right?
我们一起祷告吧。
Let's pray.
主耶稣基督，我们再一次回到你自己的面前，被你自己的问话，被你自己的话语激励跟提醒。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you to be challenged by your own question.
谢谢你再一次提醒我们，知道你是立约爱我们的神。
Thank you for reminding us that you are a God of covenant.
你这样子的爱长阔高深，不是我们能够全然能够理解的。
We cannot begin to fathom the extent of your love.
可是我们领受了。
How we received it.
我们也知道了。
We experienced it.
愿我们每一个领受神爱的人都能够成为爱人的人。
We pray that all those who have experienced your love will become a person of love.
让我们在日常生活当中，我们多关注我们四周围的人。
To show kindness and mercy to people around us.
看到那些需要的人。
Especially those who are in need.
帮助我们不要塞住我们怜悯的心。
And will not withhold our pity.
也不要推迟我们手中不管多小的力量能够帮助能够爱人。
Or refuse to give the hand of help no matter how small our capabilities are.
因为你是神。
Because you're God.
你是信实的神。
You're a faithful God.
你向那守约施慈爱的人，你要赐福跟祝福直到千代。
You will bless and give your love to 2,000 generations of those who love you and follow your command.
今天在我们在座当中。
Today, sitting among us here.
如果你知道你还没有信耶稣。
If you know that you have not believed in Christ.
你知道神爱你的。
But you know that God loves you.
神爱世人，甚至于将他的独生子是要赐给你的。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to you.
叫你因着信，因着接受他，不至灭亡，反得永生。
By your faith and Those who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
如果在这个时候你心中有这样子的感动，愿意接受耶稣做你个人的救主跟生命的救主的话，
If you are touched by today's message and willing to accept Jesus as your personal savior,
在我们祷告当中，我请你恭敬地举起你的右手。
I would pray, we ask you to raise your right hand.
我就问这一次。
I only ask once.
我特别为你祷告。
I'll pray for you.
有没有？
Is there anyone?
有没有？
Who want to accept Christ, Jesus as your savior? Raise your right hand.
有没有？我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢主，我知道有姐妹弟兄在你面前举手。
We give thanks to you, Lord. We know that there are people who raise their hand.
愿你的话藏在他们的心中。
May your word reside in their heart.
愿你的圣灵就因着他们在你的面前愿意认耶稣基督为主而进到他们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit, by their willingness to accept you as Savior, enter their heart.
知道你是立约的神。
Know that you are the God of covenant.
你是在约中有爱的神。
In your covenant, there is love.
你就把这样子的爱临到他们的身上。
Pour this love out into them.
让他们在你的话中，让他们在你的爱中继续的成长。
May they continue to grow in your love.
让这个教会成为充满爱的教会。
And may this church be filled with your love.
让这个爱能够让这四周围的邻舍都知道我们是跟从耶稣的门徒。
And pour out to the surrounding communities that they also know that we are your children and followers.
我们恭敬的感谢祷告，奉耶稣的名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主的信息。
Thank the Lord for the message.
提醒我们都成为约中之爱的出口。
It reminds us that we should be the channel, for the covenant love.
我们要唱的回应诗歌是411首《彼此接纳》。
The responding hymn that we are going to sing is number 411, Help us accept each other.
是能有所感动。
下面请洪牧师为我们祝祷。
Now Reverend Hong will give us the benediction.
让我们一同祷告。但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们、开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固我们。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
Who are our guests?
首先，让我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We'll welcome those who are here for the first time.
如果你是第一次来，请您站起来。
If you're here for the first time, please stand up and introduce yourself. We'd like to recognize you.
好，让我们认识你。
Anyone? This year, from Shanghai, is studying a freshman at St. Mary's College. Okay, welcome. Please be seated. Please.
Next one.欢迎你，请坐。
Welcome you。
啊，左手边有没有？好，欢迎您，请坐。
This is John from Nanjing. Welcome.
啊，第二项。下星期六，本教会有中国新年特别聚餐和精彩节目表演。
We'll call to your attention this coming Saturday. We have a Chinese New Year celebration, including a potluck dinner and some program to follow.
请带拿手菜出席。
So bring one dish per family.
演员请将。你的背景音乐 email 给魏泽勇弟兄。
And those who are presenting programs, please send your music MP3 format email to Jerry.
长老和各位执事有没有其他报告事项？
Are there any other announcements?
好，今天的敬拜就到这里。默祷散会。
Let's conclude our worship today.